Now even some of you might get drunk tonight. You'll have to pretend you have the flu tomorrow. We knew they got drunk. We would tell people they were getting drunk. We'd be like, be Friday, we'd be at lunch going, you should ask your mom if you can come over, because dad is going to get paid. They're going to get drunk and argue over who shot JR. Saturday mornings were crazy. Crazy. Those were the mornings, too, that other brothers and sisters were made. I mean, I don't know for sure. My one brother does. Because he walked in. Now, I don't know what he saw, but I can tell you what I heard. He went to rat on me. Because in the old days, remember when there was only one TV in the house, so it was a brawl to figure out who was gonna watch what they wanted to watch when the parents weren't around. It was all out battle war. And I don't wanna brag, but I'm a good crotch puncher. I have a certain set of skills. And a knuckle to the nads is like a taser. And I was always able to watch Shazam or ISIS when I wanted to. So he went to tell on me, and this is what I heard. I heard him pound on the door, and he must have pounded so hard that the door opened, right? And I heard my mother go, ah! And then I heard my father go, get the hell out of here! And then I heard my brother go, get off my mommy! And then an hour later, his eye went crooked. Like, it was like, I have seen enough. It's my brother, Kakai. It's hard to have siblings when you grow up and your family gets big. Why is it on the holidays we always have to go to the person house who does the best in there? Why can't we go to the one who does the worst? Why can't we go to Tadudu's house? Okay? His girlfriend has lawn chairs with duct tape. Wouldn't matter if we messed those up. I got a cousin who's a hoarder. We could all go to her house. She would never know. If a tornado hit her house, it would just put stuff away. I mean, choppers would be flying over. There's horrible and utter devastation, except for this one house. It's amazing. I saw Larry King on TV talking about how he cheated on his wife. Did you even know Larry King was still alive? I saw him on TV. I just thought it was like Weekend at Bernie's. How you doing? Well, I'm Larry King. I'm never gonna be on his show. I don't care. He cheated on his seventh wife. Seventh! I'm sure it was all her fault. She's 36 years younger than him, okay? She was a former beauty queen. And you know that that young girl married that old man because she loves him. Please, right? Like, you know that's ridiculous. No one has ever been sexually attracted to the eagle from the Muppets, okay? Can we be honest? That's ridiculous. I'm supposed to believe that. But here's where it all comes clear. When you find the funny, that means you gotta look past what the initial story is. Here's the real story. Here's the funny part of the story. You know who he cheated on her with? And here, watch, also the difference here between men and women. This is why we'll never be equal, right here in this very next sentence. Wanna see why men and women will never be equal? You know who he cheated on her with? Her sister. Right, women are like, oh my God, that's horrible. Oh, what a betrayal. Men are like, holy shit, Larry got sisters. They'd like to say it, some of it are say it in their heads, because they're afraid of you, because they're afraid you're gonna punch them in the dick while they sleep. Because that's what women do. We can only be cool for so long. We wait like 3 weeks later after you piss us off, because we still wanna seem like we're cool. Wake up in the middle of the night, remember the stupid shit you said, and punch you in the dick. and then pretend we're having a nightmare. Jason was chasing me. Oh my God, Jason was chasing me. You should hold me. That whole thing opened up because the Larry King, I gotta tell you, I was thinking about that Larry King thing, and it's, he cheated on her with her sister. Now, when you find the funny, you have to understand that was just a plot to kill him. Right? Because she took him back after he cheated on her with her sister. So you know that that was really just her saying to her sister, listen, if you really need a new car and a vacation, I got a plan. Because she thought that her sister could give him a heart attack and then she could get a better house. And she took him back. That's how I know it was a plot to kill him, because no woman would take a man back who cheated on her with her very own sister. That was a plot to kill him, because she was tired of having sex with that old man. That young 36-year-old beauty queen was tired of having sex with that old man. Having sex with Larry King would be like banging a bucket of chicken. It's all brittle and the bones break and the skin is falling off. You can't get the grease off your fingers, man. Millennials, God bless you, you're just not tough. I love you, but I could take your whole generation out with a jar of peanuts, all right? Because... just not tough. We weren't allowed to have feelings. I remember once telling my father, I'm like, I'm cold. He was like, no, you're not. Okay, I guess I'm not. I don't know. We would do things like, you would have nicknames based on your flaws. I have a brother, To-Do. Yeah, because he used to play with a toilet paper roll all the time. You know, To-Do, 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 To-Do. We only let him play with that because he broke all our toys. Broke my Easy Bake Oven. You know what that is? Millennials, that's a little mini meth lab is what that is. Like, it would explode, you'd get third degree burns. You grew up with things to do. When you're in the car going somewhere, you're on your cell phones, your iPhones, you're playing on the iPad, you're watching DVDs. We had nothing in the back seat of the car, nothing. We used to make up games specifically to hit each other. Right? If a Volkswagen Beetle passed your car and its headlight was out, someone was getting knocked out. Those were the rules. To-Do lost two teeth one summer. And my father yelled at him, you should have paid attention. You should have paid attention. Everything we did was about hitting each other. Remember a game called Two for Flinching? See, if you were an only child, you missed out on this. This is where your brother or sister or whatever your siblings were, they all of a sudden developed ninja-like skills. They could hide on door jams, right? They would, behind couches, they would jump out of nowhere. You'd just be walking along, and all of a sudden they would jump out and throw a punch and stop. Like millimeters from your face. And if you flinched, they'd punch you two more times. Two for flinching. You're like 9 years old walking around like you have Vietnam flashbacks. See, you young kids think you invented the twerk, but we've been twerking for a long time. We just call it Twitch. If you have those little stickers of your whole entire family on your back window, punch yourself repeatedly in the head. Okay? It's unnecessary. Stop. All you're doing is showing the weirdos, follow me home, I got kids there. Come on, get your camera, bring your ice cream. Think about things. Why do you make it hard on yourself? I get it. I do stupid stuff. I was on the plane the other day. I was getting on a plane
and I engaged crazy. I didn't mean to. I just wasn't thinking. I saw a lady. She was by herself, and she was in front of me. She was running down the jetway, okay? And I did not see her face, but she had a double stroller. And I thought, I'm going to help her, because not only is she by herself with two kids, but I don't know if you folded a stroller in the past decade, but you need an engineering degree, okay? It's like origami or something. So I ran up, and I'm like, hey, ma'am, can I... And just as I said that, I looked down, two dogs. Okay, listen, I've already explained to you, I got a dog, I love animals. I just wasn't prepared to see him in a ride, okay? Take it down a notch. I engaged the crazy. As politely as possible, though, now, because, listen, I'm an expert at it. I was like, what the hell is going on? Because that's the best I have. You have to know who you are. She was like, she said, oh, that's my calming dog. Calming dog. That's a real thing. No, no, in all honesty, that's a real thing. Some people need that. They have seizure disorder. They have PTSD. They have two for flinching flashbacks. I don't know what it is. They need it. Okay. Now I gotta be on a plane with you, whatever you need. But I'm the dummy, because I went back in. And I was like, what about that dog? Oh, hold on. She said, that's his calming dog. Do you know how crazy you have to be that your calming dog needs a calming dog? That the dog whose sole purpose in life it is to take you down a notch goes, this broad is crazy, I need backup. You shouldn't be allowed to walk out amongst the rest of us.